What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
There are actually first world sports talk radio problems, and I am having one of them tonight. It's a good problem. It's a good problem to have. Welcome to 90 Time the Game tonight. John Fricke in for Turtle. Hope that doesn't disappoint you too much. I'll do my level best here. You know, one of the great things about doing this show when I can kind of sub in is, look, there's something in radio where, you know, I've learned over way too many years that you want to follow a show like Dukes and Bell because not only do they have a big audience, but because they're so good at what they do that it's sort of like a batting order. You want to follow Ronald Acuna. You know, you want to be the next guy up. You know, you want to hit right after him, you know, because, hey, listen, it challenges you to be your best. Now, I'm usually trying to be my best. It's not anything I wouldn't do normally, but when you're following Carl and Mike, you want to step your game up a little bit. So, but I will say this, as we go through the show tonight, I always implore you, you are welcome to talk about whatever you want. Well, I'm not going to talk about Pornhub or OnlyFans, but you know, I mean in sports, okay? So anyway, you're welcome to, and I'm not going to talk about the big, beautiful bill or anything like that, and the weather, it's hot, okay? It's summertime. So anyway, but when it comes to sports, you're welcome to talk about whatever you want to talk about. Maybe not the high line, the WNBA, that's kind of not my thing. All right, so just stay in a lane here, but if you want to talk about the Hawks, because I could do a whole show on the Hawks tonight. This is the first world problem, okay? I could do a whole four-hour show on the Hawks. I could do a whole four-hour show on the Falcons. I could do a whole four-hour show on college football. Lord knows. That's, by the way, what I'll do tomorrow. I'm going to do on the 4th, every year on the 4th of July. Let's see, it's on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's enough college football here to go for 10 hours, okay? So I'll do that tomorrow. And that was an offshoot of when I was at Fox, at the network. See, and Carl knows this now that he's back doing national again, is when you're doing national radio, you know, what are they talking about in the big markets right now? What are they talking about in New York, in L.A., in Chicago? They're talking about the NBA, which is fine, I mean, because they're always big topics. You know, the Knicks and the Lakers are talking about baseball. You look at the Cubs and the Yankees and the Mets and the Dodgers. You know, and that other LA team that's playing in town tonight, the Los Angeles, by the way, official team name, Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, off the 57 on Catella near Disneyland. Okay, that's the official team name. Just want to make sure everybody knows. So the fact is that you have so much to talk about, but when you're doing national radio, okay, on the 4th of July, you're talking about the things that those big markets are talking about. Except when I was doing national radio, the problem was, As a host, I have to be engaged in the subjects that I want to talk about, right? And I couldn't give one whit damn about the New York Knickerbockers. I couldn't give a whit damn about the LA Dodgers or the Lakers or the Cubs. Don't care. So I don't want to talk about them. That's the hard part of doing national radio. You got to talk about stuff where you're going, and you're sitting there on the mic going, I really couldn't care less about talking about the Yankees. I don't want to talk about the Yankees win. The Yankees win. Which we used to have to deal with here in town, but that's a long time ago and a different story. Anyway, so So I get to talk about what I want to talk about. And as I just said, I could do First World Sports Radio Problem, an entire show about the Atlanta Hawks tonight. I could do it. I'm not going to. I could do an entire show about the Atlanta Falcons, which over the next 4 days, I'll probably do maybe Sunday. Okay. I could do an entire show on college football, which I may do tomorrow on a 4th of July football. Oh, that was why I didn't finish the story. So anyway, you're talking about all these things that you're doing on national radio that I don't care about. So I would go into Fox and think to myself, it's the 4th of July. I'm not talking about the Dodgers and the Mariners and the, at that time, Indians, and still should be the Indians, but that's a different story. And I don't care about, you know, the Sacramento Kings. I don't care. And so I was like, all right, I'm really bored talking about this stuff. And all I care about is football. So I would do a big football spectacular on the 4th. And I told the boss at the time, a guy named Andrew Ashwood, I said, Andy, I'm going to just do a football blowout, football on the 4th of July. Can I do that? He said, your show, you can do whatever you want, but I don't know that people want to talk about football on the 4th of July. Oh, my God. It was 4 hours of nonstop phone calls. It was like, so great. So I did it every year. It was the official launch of the football season on Sports Talk Radio. Not that it ever stops around here, but when you're in Los Angeles, it kind of goes away after a while because, you know, you got other stuff going on. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So I can do entire shows on all these things, and I can do an entire show on the Braves. Now, I'm not going to do an entire show on the Braves, but I'm going to do a lot on the Braves tonight, okay? But again, you're welcome to, this is your show, you're welcome to call in 404-726-0929. All right, slower for you in Ackworth, 404, it's an Atlanta area code, 726-0, and those are the only four numbers you got to remember, 7260, because the first three are 404, and the last three are 929. Well, that would be the station. If you remember 7260, you got the number, 404-726-0929. Okay, so if you are wanting to talk about the Braves, if you don't want to talk about the Braves and what I'm going to present a little bit later in the hour, you are welcome to talk about the Hawks or Falcons because you may not be listening to me. You should. You should be listening tomorrow to me. You should be listening 10 to 2 tomorrow, 12 to 4 on Saturday, and 10 to 2 again on Sunday. You should be here because this is your show. I give it to you. Now, occasionally I do an interview, and I wanted to do a weekly check-in with my buddy Joe Patrick, because he's got other things going on the holiday weekend, like most of you do. He was really only available tonight, so I'm going to bring him in a few minutes just to do a check on the Falcons, because guess what we get? Boys and girls, guess what we get in the month of July? Anybody want to guess? We get a football game played live in the month of July. We'll do it live. Yeah, we're going to do it live this month. As a matter of fact, 28 days from tonight. Yeah, on a Thursday Night Football Hall of Fame game is 4 weeks from tonight. Now, I'm just saying, since it's the first month of football, and I know it's the Hall of Fame game, but still counts. Well, it doesn't really count. That's an overstatement. It doesn't even really matter. But it's football, okay? Let's just go with that. It's guys in pads, they're hitting, they're throwing, and it's the NFL. So I won't oversell this thing, okay? It's a Hall of Fame game. Though I've never been, and I would go, I don't want to sit in 100-degree heat in Canton and watch backups play for 3 hours. But anyway, I would still probably go. I've been to Canton, but I've never been to the game. So I don't know, I probably would. So, but we will talk about the Braves because the Braves are such a Because something happened yesterday on Major League Baseball Network, on MLB Network, that most of you missed because only 12 people watch it. But, you know, so, but I grabbed it, okay? And it's two of their, it's Carlos Peña, the former player, and Joel Sherman is one of their experts, talking about the Braves and about what the Braves ought to do. Now, the Braves are obviously a big subject nationally because they're a powerhouse franchise and they played like dog meat. And so, as a result, there's a lot of chatter about what the Braves ought to do. But then when they started throwing some stuff around, and I'll play it for you a little bit later in the hour, I went, huh? What? You said, what? Huh? Do you guys watch baseball? I mean, you're the MLB Network. Peña, you played for 20 damn years. Do you, Sherman, you've been following the game 50 years. Do you guys watch baseball? No. No. Apparently they don't. Yeah, I'll have to play this for you. All right. That'll be a little bit later in the hour. And then I'll get your reaction to it because I had a tweet, and I've already told the tweeter that I'm going to read his tweet on the air. in reaction to it that set something off in me. Not bad, mind you, not bad. I think his point is valid, but I just wanted to ask all of you about it. So we'll do that a little bit later in the hour. And yes, I know the whole Giannis thing is out there because I tweeted it with the DraftKings. I get it. That'll be the thrust of the show on Sunday when I bring Deshaun Tate in and we have a discussion. Who knows? But I will say this. This is why it's first world sports radio problems tonight, right? Because it's standby for news. Because literally every one of the four major franchises, sorry, that's what we have, four major franchises, every one of them is like standby for news. Is there going to be gigantic changes for Atlanta United because they've been so god-awful? Are there going to be gigantic changes for the Atlanta Braves, potentially? You know, I know the trade deadline is a long way away, but, you know, anything can happen at any moment because of the situation that they're in, and they can't wait to the trade deadline to make moves. You know, they just can't. And, of course, we know the huge potential of what could happen with the Atlanta Falcons because things happen. You know, I guess Minnesota cold gets Minnesota cold feet, and somebody finally admits, though some of the national people are like, J.J. McCarthy is going to be a breakout star in the NFL. Hell, I don't know. He could be. I didn't see anything in college that led me to say J.J. McCarthy is a star NFL player, but I wouldn't have said that about Brock Purdy either. So, you know, it could happen. It could, I guess. He's got the right coach. He's got a wide receiver that will help. Am I thinking that somebody in Minnesota Cold is going, yeah, you know what? Maybe we should get the other guy, old guy back in here. You know, the one with the Achilles. What do you mean? He's coming off an injury. Well, isn't JJ coming off an injury? Okay, good point. So anyway, stand by for news on that, and then stand by for news on the Hawks because they're going to make another move or two or three. The only question is what level. All right, Joe's going to jump in, talk a little bit to Joe. We're going to get caught up here because we are knocking on the door of going to Flowery Branch for camp. Well, not me because I'm not going this year. I do miss going, though. We are going to have 11 days of 92 on the game at camp, and so you want to be part of it, and we are 3 weeks away from that. And NFL camps open in 12 days. So we're going to get a little primer from Joe on where we stand with all this. Then we're going to launch into this Braves stuff with the Major League Baseball experts, air quotes, on this edition of 92 on the Game tonight. John Fricke with you tonight from the Northern Kia Studios. Yeah, I do have.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Have a safe and happy 4th of July, especially if you're going to be around fireworks or swimming in Lake Lanier. You know how it goes. 92.9 The Game tonight, John Fricke at the Northern Kia Studios. 4th of July weekend always kicks off my big national kind of coverage of football, so I thought we'd do a little check-in with a man that knows the Atlanta Falcons better than anybody, Joe Patrick, who, of course, is our insider for the Atlanta Falcons, and my co-host on the Wait For Tailgate Show. Joe, what is shaking? Happy 4th.
Yeah, happy 4th, John. You're whetting my appetite. You know, what's the 4th of July without a touch of danger, you know, whether it's fireworks or... swimming in Lake Lanier, which is obviously cursed. So that's all part of the fun. That's what makes it sporting, right? A good 4th of July celebration. I'm just kidding, of course. Everybody be safe out there.
Yeah, do. Yeah, just don't choke on 40,000 hot dogs or anything in New York or something like that. Who knows? I don't know how this works, but that's not a me thing anyway. So, Joe, as we get into the holiday, this is the first month of the football season because – we do have a game this month, right on July 31st. We are 3 weeks from Falcons training camp beginning. I want to go back to a question somebody asked me because they said to me, hey, John, what did you see? Was there a player at OTAs, a Mooney or somebody who broke out to you at OTAs? And I was like, dude, I wasn't at the OTAs. I'll have to ask Joe. So, Joe, was there a player? Because I saw one story that said that Mooney looked really good and that Diablo looked really good. Is there anybody that caught your eye beyond the obvious, you know, guys that you were paying attention to?
It's so hard because I get this question too, John, about like what I'm gleaning from being out there. And there are certainly some things. I'm not trying to dismiss it entirely, but I caution to really kind of get too far out over my skis because they're not even in pads, you know, like they're not really doing a whole lot that you can really say like, oh, well, this is definitely going to translate. But I think that it is Michael Penix, frankly. And, you know, the reason is not just because of the big arm that he has, which we kind of, you know, we know that at this point. But for me, what was what made me excited about him was just seeing the way he was leading the offense and leading the guys. And there is one particular kind of anecdote that I like to tell, which is that, you know, they were just running through some of these routes on air, which is basically, you know, you've got wide receivers, you know, going and the quarterbacks will take a couple reps and rotate through, and then they'll kind of flip to the other side. And the last rep was for the backs, the running backs going out. And Bijan ran his route, Penix threw it to him, and they did their rep. And then when they're coming back the other way, before they go and do that second rep, Penix goes over and talks to Bijan for a while. And kind of, you can see, you know, obviously wasn't there to be able to hear exactly what he was saying, but you could see the way he was kind of gesturing his hands that they were kind of figuring something out. And then, you know, it was a little wheel route or whatever. And you know, it was a completed pass, but that I think is just kind of a taste of, you know, the kinds of things that Michael Penix is going to have to do both this training camp and then as the season progresses in terms of just being on the same page with these guys. And, you know, to kind of translate this to some of the media reaction that we've seen to Michael Penix based off of his three starts last year, I think that you have to take into context the fact that he didn't really have the opportunity last year to work with these guys, with any of these starters, basically, to run reps with them and to kind of get that continuity going with them. So I think that he has an opportunity over the course of obviously what they went through in OTAs and minicamp and then going into training camp to really kind of refine some of these, some of these connections that he has, whether it's with Drake London or Orbejan or Darnell Mooney or any of these guys. And hopefully that can lead to just some more improved accuracy and just some more, like, I would say, yeah, I kind of refer to it like baseball. You talk about like uncompetitive pitches where it's just like a throw in the dirt. There were some of those from Michael Penix last year, which is like kind of an uncompetitive throw, right? Like there was no real chance to grab it. So you hope that that will lead to just more consistency and accuracy with some of these routes.
Right. I want to see Michael Penix get a little more air under some of those things like wheel routes. Look, it's an adjustment for everybody because like on a wheel route, for example, because you bring up a really good point, you know, there are possession catches. And with a guy like Bijan, if you can hit him in stride on a wheel route, that's a touchdown.
Right. And John, you know what's exciting to see about Penix, even when he is throwing to these guys and it's just on air, something that you notice is that, you know, a lot of quarterbacks when they're throwing these routes, you know, they want to complete the pass. They don't want to look silly by, you know, overthrowing a guy in a route on air. And so you will see them kind of underthrow a lot of these throws, and the receivers will kind of have to chop their feet when the ball's coming in to kind of slow themselves down, secure the catch, and then they, you know, sprint down the field, whatever. That's all very normal. What I notice with Penix is that, you know, the receivers kind of had to kick it into high gear in order to kind of get on the ends of these. And I don't think that that's necessarily a reflection on a lack of accuracy. I think that that's just what Michael Penix is trying to push the envelope and, you know, connect with these guys so that they are in full stride when they can catch these balls. And especially on some of the vertical passes, you know, even going back to his Washington days, he loves those kinds of balls up the seam area or that skinny post where the receivers really have to be, at their top speed in order to get onto it. And if they are, then those can go for touchdowns. I think when you're looking at the Falcons offense and a way they can improve, it is, I think, through some of those truly explosive touchdowns, like not just a 25-yard play or a 20-yard play, like you would count an explosive, quote-unquote explosive play, but like, you know, a 60-yard touchdown. Now, those are the kinds of things, and obviously you can't count on those happening on any given play, but you would hope that over the course of the season you can, you know, you can have some more of those with a quarterback like Michael Penix, and I think that he is the kind of guy who will be able to generate some of them.
Joe Patrick's our Falcons insider. Camp 3 weeks from now, as we take you with full live coverage of the 11 days that it's open for fans, including those joint practices with the Tennessee Titans at the end of camp. Joe joining us on the WayForward.com hotline here. One more on Penix. This is a really good point that you brought up. And then I want to do a little kind of, for lack of a better term, a little rapid fire where we go through three or four or five topics here that I just want to touch on. With Penix, it's a really good point that you made. Because while we talk about how, like, everybody talks about Kyle Pitts, and, he doesn't help with the running game, never matched his heights of his rookie year, and I don't want to get off on a Kyle Pitts thing here, but I always think, Pitts is working with his sixth starting quarterback in 4 years, but that's true, really, multiple starting quarterbacks with Drake London, with, now Bijan Robinson, and so, when you're working with multiple starting quarterbacks, you got to get used to them, so that's A. B, the point that you made is, you can hit batting practice fastballs, but why do that? Michael Penix is saying, this is batting practice, you're still going to get it at 98. And so, we have to adjust to each other. We've got to sync up here. So it will be interesting to see, how they work this going forward here. All right, so a little bit of rapid fire here. Story this week that Minnesota, the two experts, national guys, which means they know nothing about what they're talking about, doing a big blog saying that Minnesota Cold might get Minnesota Cold Feet and that they may be making a call for Kirk Cousins. If that's true, my question to you is, are the Falcons, do you think the Falcons are going to take the first offer, or would they be inclined to turn down the first legitimate offer they have in order to wait for a better one?
I don't know if it's necessarily about, kind of like, holding on to get more teams involved so that you kind of have that additional leverage. I just think that there's probably a line. I don't know exactly where that line is, but I think there's a threshold about, like, you know, where we are willing to accept giving away our backup quarterback that could potentially be a valuable, you know, member to the squad. Obviously not valuable enough that is commensurate with his cap number, but it's not an invaluable, you know, like it's not a position that holds no value. In fact, it can be something that really keeps a season progressing, or, you know, if you don't have a backup quarterback, sometimes that's when a season can fall apart based on what happens with the starter. So I think the Falcons will have a line there, and basically it's going to come down to whether Minnesota or any other team for that matter matches it. And if they do, then I think that they can probably get a deal done.
Do you think with the money situation with the Atlanta Falcons and what they're looking at in terms of, you know, let's assume that they have to hang on to Kirk Cousins and a whole bunch of money doesn't, you know, come wide open. All the people were saying Jalen Ramsey. I'm like, well, if Kirk Cousins goes, maybe. But, you know, if not, then no. And, of course, now you see what's happened there. With the Falcons' money situation, are the Falcons inclined to hang on to what money they have? Are they inclined to go out? Let's just presume for the sake of this question that Cousins is still on the team going into the season. Are they inclined to not really make any major move here, go into the season, see where they may, you know, because you don't know to the, you know, the fire is live here, where they really do need the help. Yeah. Okay, then we got to go get that. Okay, we'll spend our money on that, whatever that is.
Yeah, I think as far as the money goes, you know, and this kind of goes back to like what Terry Fontenot has said about them kind of being comfortable with him as the backup quarterback, which is because they kind of already have accounted for that money. Like on the balance sheet, on the cap sheet, that money is basically already accounted for. And there's not really a move that can be made. I mean, there is a move that can be made. Like, obviously, if a team trades for Kirk Cousins, it's going to take some money off the books. But what can you actually do with that money at this point? Like, it's not really super valuable for them. So I would think that the Falcons would be more interested in a draft pick. There's been some reports, you know, or like, you know, a higher, you know, draft pick than, you know, maybe what teams would have been willing to offer earlier in the offseason. There had been some reporting that it was kind of a sliding scale about, like, okay, well, a team will take more of his cap, you know, his cap hit and a, you know, lesser pick versus, you know, a better pick and less of the money. And at this point, there's just not a lot more you can do with that money. And I think that that's like the thing about this Kirk Cousins contract. While it is very rich, it's a lot of money for him. It's not going to cause long-term pain for this Falcons organization. It's going to come off the books basically after this year. And assuming he signs somewhere else, you know, for $10 million, that little clause in his contract that made waves when free agency started, Falcons won't even have to pay that. It'll get offset by whoever pays him next year. So ultimately, I think that basically with Kirk Cousins, it's a matter of whether the Falcons, you know, see, you know, a deal that they want to make. That again, I think, you know, they would have to come to terms with giving up a very valuable backup quarterback.
All right, final question to Joe Patrick, our Falcons insider again. Complete Falcons camp coverage coming your way 3 weeks from now. 11 open practices for the fans. Do drop by and say hi. You'll see when you go in right there to your left, the full 90 time the game set up there. I used to enjoy meeting all of you when you and I were doing the morning show. It was a lot of fun. Meet all the shows. Everybody's nice except Squid. No, I'm just kidding. That's a joke. All right. I mean, Squid's a great guy. Look, if I don't mention your name, I don't like you. So if I talk about you, even, okay, you know. So anyway, right. Final question to Joe. I'm going to do a big college football blowout tomorrow. Well, big football blowout, but especially be a lot of college football here. You being an Ohio State honk, what concerns you the most about the Buckeyes this season? Is it another brand new quarterback or choking to Michigan again?
I'm not worried about choking to Michigan anymore after what I heard Jeremiah Smith say, and he gave me all the confidence that I need that this team may never lose to Michigan ever again. I say that while I'm knocking on wood here, John, because of course that can definitely happen. But yeah, I mean, it's the quarterback. Like you don't know exactly what you're going to get out of a first year starter, so we'll see. And now I can't. His name is slipping me. Julian Sain. That's who I believe is kind of in line to be the starter for
Southern California, number one recruit in the nation, right? Yeah. Number one recruit in the nation.
You never know. Like you never know. Sometimes they're flaky and they just kind of fall apart when they're under pressure and stuff. So we'll see how he reacts. But he certainly has the talent around him. And Jeremiah Smith is one of the best college football players I can remember ever seeing.
Yeah, there was a story about how Jeremiah Smith has a larger NIL and makes more money than Puka Nacua. And I'm like, well, he might be better than Puka Nacua. So what's your point?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, I heard Rusty Manziel on the Steakhouse earlier this week saying he saw him at this camp he was at, driving around a nice black Lambo. So nice to see the Ohio State NIL program treating him nicely.
Man, the Packers are winning with all those Lambos out there, aren't they? You know, I mean, they just spelled the stadium the wrong way. Otherwise, they would have been good. Joe, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Stay cool. And camp is 3 weeks away. I know we'll check in with you at camp, and we look forward to it because, you know, damn the national media. They can say whatever they want to say. Right. I'm going to drink all this Kool-Aid until I'm proven, you know, proven otherwise. All right?
Love it. Love it. Thanks for having me on the show, John. Appreciate it, as always.
As always, Joe Patrick, our Falcons insider. All right, stand by here, because those national experts were on the baseball side of things, and what they said the Braves ought to do now, I'll just play it for you. You tell me. We'll do that, and your call is next, 404-7260. Again, all you got to remember is 7260-929, okay? We'll talk anything you want to talk tonight. I'm gonna kind of launch in on the Braves, but you just heard Joe. If you want to jump on the Falcons, and of course we have all this Hawks talk with all these rumors about, you know, the Freak and all that. All right, so you're welcome to come into the program, be part of the program with John Freaky on 92.9 The Game. I say that better. Yeah, I speak for a living. 92.9 The Game tonight.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
92.9 The Game tonight from the Northern Kia Studios. John Friggy with you. I mentioned again that I appreciate Joe Patrick jumping into the show, that you are really a guest. Again, if you're not used to my shows that I do here, if you don't hear me often, you're not a caller, you're a guest. So you get a little bit more time. If you're calling in and you're on hold, just be patient. Anybody that's on hold will make it on the air. So I know sometimes some people say, I had to wait. Okay, well, all right. You know, I mean, listen, if you really want to be on, you're gonna be on hold. You stay there. And you could talk about whatever happens to be top of mind if you'd like to do that as well. There's nothing off the table here. But I do want to start with the Braves here, and then we'll get to the calls. We'll begin with Brent. So there's a show on a station on a cable network called MLB Network that nobody watches because nobody watches MLB Network. But so they're discussing the Braves' future, and it's Carlos Pena, former All-Star, and Joel Sherman, who's a baseball insider. And this is, I'm going to play a little clip of this. They're discussing about who they might trade or how they might handle the current Braves situation. And I posted it up and it got some reaction, and I'll read a tweet about it after this is over. But let's just start with this clip. You'll hear Pena first, then you're going to hear Sherman talking about what the Braves ought to consider doing.
Where are you on this?
Yeah, I would definitely, I would entertain that if I were the Braves. And if I'm another team trying to acquire a player that's going to make a difference immediately. Right, granted, if he's healthy, you see what he's capable of doing. Coming in the limelight, coming in the postseason, he would be a difference maker. And that's the carrot that I'm dangling in front of any team and see if I can get back a pretty big haul.
Yeah.
I would certainly entertain that.
And I think the shame for the Braves is Sale got hurt because I would have done Acuña and Sale. You know, and because the thing to keep in mind with the Braves is this has been seven great years. Again, six division titles and a championship. It's hard to see what the next few years look like with this core group. It felt like they locked themselves into this group and it was going to be good for a while. But not if Albies goes the wrong way. Not if Harris goes the wrong way. Not if you have this kind of starting pitching injury to Strider back-to-back years. Now to Schwellenbach. It feels too much, BK. Oh. Like, I have to turn it over in some way.
Oh, you're making great points. And it's like the plunger going, oh, boom.
Well, boom.
Yeah, so Pena says, I would entertain training Acuña. I would, and then Sherman says, I would trade Acuña and Sale. And BK is like, you're making good points. See, this is why I'm glad I don't do television anymore, because if I was the host, I would have looked at Carlos. I would say, wait, did you say you'd trade Acuña? Yeah. Did you drink before the show? What the hell are you talking about? The Braves are not trading Ronald Acuña Jr. They're not trading. For who? What? For Shohei? Who are they trading him for? What are you talking about? And then Sherman says Acuña and Sale. Okay, Sale at his age, and you know, if the season had been shot and he was still pitching really well, maybe you could talk me into it, especially if he got, you know, younger and because you have to replenish the farm system. I mean, we could have gone down that road, and we may still go down that road, by the way, by the time the trade deadline comes at the end of August. But Acuña should never come out of your mouth, guys, okay? Ever, okay? Never, never, ever. Acuña for life. Acuña Matata. Acuña for life, okay? He's not leaving Atlanta, okay? He's not leaving Atlanta. So why would... Okay. So... A follower of mine, who's I've interacted with a number of times, goes by HBTFD, okay? So the name of you, I assume that's some kind of Georgia dog reference. So anyway, HBTFD says, in reply to it, says this. He says, I mean, we, the Braves, are directionless, Fricky. We have no farm system. He's right about that. Outside of Ronnie, the core we've invested in hasn't panned out. I don't know that I agree with that. I think Riley's panned out. I think Albies has panned out. I think that's a bit of a stretch, but okay. He said, though, this is the important line. He says, I don't think it's crazy to entertain a hard reset. I don't think it's crazy to entertain a hard reset. And I went, I replied to him. I said, you know what? I think on the show, I might ask that question. Is it crazy to entertain a hard reset for the Atlanta Braves? That's my question to you based on his tweet. Is it crazy to entertain a hard reset for the Atlanta Braves? What do I mean by hard reset? All right, that's fair enough. Acuña, Strider, Schwellenbach are off the table. Everybody else is available. Now, at what price? Is it something you would consider a hard reset to say, okay, let's go with these young guys and let's try and rebuild our farm system and plug and play for the remainder of this year and all of next year in an effort to come out in 2027 with a new look lineup? Because you know some of the guys are going to, they're going to be trying to shop some of the guys, right? We all understand that. I mean, Ozuna from the Braves, you know, and nobody's going to miss him. So, I mean, right? Would you shop Michael Harris? Would you shop Ozzy? Would you shop Matt Olson? Would you, I mean, stop, you got to stop and say, you know, what does he bring in? You know, I mean, what do you get for him? In the case of Matt Olson, a lot. Austin Riley might bring you more than you realize, even though he's having a down year. Now, I'd like to keep them, but at the same time, it's not my question. My question is it crazy to entertain a hard reset for the Braves? 404-726-0929. Brent's up first. Let's go to him. Hey, Brent, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to bring up and talk about our Atlanta Falcons really quick. Mm-hmm. There's two quick questions I wanted to ask you. Number one, is Kirk Cousins going to be staying in Atlanta this season, and is he going to be the backup for Atlanta? I really haven't seen anything about that online recently, so I wanted to ask you and see if you knew anything about that. And then secondly, not as important, but I also wanted to ask, are the Falcons going to be getting new jerseys or a new jersey scheme anytime soon? Because I'm,
you know, they haven't announced, they haven't, they're eligible to get new uniforms. They haven't made an announcement yet. I think, you know, some of the tea leaves suggest that they might be. I think this is the year they're eligible. You know, I'm a gigantic proponent, Brent. How old are you, Brent?
I'm 31.
All right, so you wouldn't remember because the change was after you were born. So the real helmets, in my opinion, the red helmets with the not the black helmets, but the red helmets, mm-hmm. which they changed because of Jerry Glanville, a man in black, and it was, and they had an etched Falcon on them. And when they made the first change, it was kind of cool. It was like, oh, that's different, that's cool. And you had the whole Dion thing going. And so I was like, but then I was like, okay, let's go back to the red. And then of course they went to just varying, you know, versions of the red bird instead of the red helmet. The team is called, the franchise, it was referred to from the time that they launched in 66 and throughout the 70s to the 90s. They were called the Blackbirds, and they were called the Blackbirds, Brent, because the bird on the side of the helmet was black and not red. They're not the Redbirds. They're the Blackbirds. And Hawks are not red. They're black. I mean, Falcons are black. So are Hawks. Brown, at least. They're not red. And so I'm a big, gigantic proponent of going back to the red helmet. I have been. On the red helmet, you'll notice, Brent, that there's a, you know, it's a red helmet with a black bird. It's got a black stripe and a white stripe down the middle of it. And they mm-hmm. had that, and they went, so they said, you know, story was that, you know, in the first year they went, oh, no, because it was too much red and black. It was just like Georgia. And the people at Georgia Tech were getting mad. So they, if you look at the old red helmet and the last one, they put a thin gold stripe right over the top, right next to the white.
Yep.
So that was black and white and then gold and white for Georgia Tech. So it's got history. It's got the two local colleges that they tip their hat to, major universities. So I want them to go back. I'll give you a long answer to the short answer is, yes, they can go back this year, but they haven't made any announcement yet. As to Cousins, look, we all know they're shopping him. He's out there. He's available. You know, they just want the right price. And so, as Joe said, you know, you want to give us $20 million, a fourth-round pick with you know, a third-round condition, depending on how many starts. You want to give us $10 million with a third-round and a second-round conditional. I think they would entertain something like that, but they haven't been offered yet.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense, I guess. I mean, I guess maybe the closer we get as the season starts, perhaps maybe more talks will transpire there. But, yeah, I agree with you, John. I really think – I mean, the throwback the Falcons have been wearing these past couple seasons, like two or three times a year, I would be more than happy with that being the primary jersey.
Yeah, steal for Georgia all you want. The Falcons red helmets, red jerseys, silver britches is, it's just a great look. You know, and it's funny because, and I appreciate the call, Brent, in San Diego, the fans change the uniforms and demand the Spanos family. If you think about Junior Seau and the deep, dark blue, the Super Bowl ones where they got crushed in the Super Bowl, the dark blue helmet with the Charger lightning bolt on it and the dark blue uniforms, and the fans wanted powder blue with the white helmet and the lightning bolt, and they screamed so loudly for so long that the Spanos has finally cried uncle and changed the uniforms. And I've been trying to lead that charge here that we would cry, some of us old heads, so long, even though I know some of you aren't in favor of it. You like the black helmet. I get it. We're just on different sides of the issue. That's all. And if you like that, that's fine. The Atlanta Falcons are black birds, not red birds. And it just annoys me to no end. All right, quick break. More of your calls ahead on 90.9 The Game tonight. Your show, 404-726-0929.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.